KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clearance of partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees. We look forward to the overall partly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state and regional news, President Trump will deliver remarks at a Make America Great Again victory rally in Omaha tonight. The event takes place at Epley Airfield beginning at 7:30. Doors open at 4:30. There is a limit of 2 tickets per person. For more information or to register, you can see the Trump campaign's official website. And Democrat Joe Biden plans to campaign in Iowa on Friday, making his first trip as the party's presidential nominee just 4 days before the election to a state President Trump carried easily in 2016. Biden aides confirmed that the former vice president was expected to hold a morning campaign event Friday in central Iowa, though it was not exactly clear where he planned to campaign. Well, the Pottawatomie County open burning ban that was initiated in September was lifted as of Monday. Pott County Emergency Management Coordinator Doug Reed said yesterday, with the observance of light precipitation in the past week, the observed snowfall accumulations and fall harvest being 95% complete throughout the county, fire officials have determined a continuing burn ban is no longer needed on a countywide basis. Fire officials encourage all residents to continue to use caution, though, when conducting open burns and recreational fires. Always be aware of the daily conditions, your surroundings. Never leave a fire unattended and always have an emergency plan. And as drought conditions are forecast to persist into 2021, everyone needs to remain keenly aware of their environmental conditions prior to conducting any open burn, according to Doug Reed. Officials of the Creston Police Department say a man residing in the 400 block of North Sycamore Street had reported on Monday that someone pried open the gas cap on his vehicle and added something to the fuel tank that caused the vehicle to become inoperative. The incident happened while the vehicle was parked outside the man's residence. Damage was estimated at $800. Creston police yesterday said 24-year-old Chance Newton of Corning had been arrested Sunday night. Newton was arrested a little before 8 p.m. on a charge of driving while revoked. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Last Friday morning, Creston police say a man residing in the 400 block of North Sumner Street told police that sometime during the overnight of October 20th, someone broke into his vehicle while it was parked outside of his residence. A DeWalt vacuum cleaner and wallet containing cash were taken. Those items were valued at $190. The Glenwood Police Department is reporting one arrest. 40-year-old Marie Burkhart of Glenwood was arrested Sunday for OWI first offense. Burkhart later posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond and was released. Red Oak police report they arrested around 11:15 p.m. Monday of 41-year-old Mary Ellen Kling from Red Oak. Kling was charged with driving while barred. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday reported three recent arrests. Two people were arrested on separate charges Sunday. Benjamin Thomas Milazzo of Moberly, Missouri, was arrested for being a fugitive from justice, and he was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. 39-year-old Colleen Lynn Salmon of Oakland was arrested Sunday on a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of driving under suspension. Her bond was set at $500. And yesterday, 65-year-old Craig Lee Hancock of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for theft in the third degree. His bond was set at $5,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office today reports a former Creston resident was arrested Sunday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Authorities say 30-year-old T. Lee Jones of Des Moines was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter. Jones was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 28-year-old Casey Ray Welcher of Apton was arrested Sunday night in Apton for public intoxication. Welcher was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in the news, a reminder from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and that is the downtown trick-or-treating in Atlantic will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m., and it'll be a candy cruise in place of the typical trick-or-treating. The chamber encourages business owners and staff to dress up and park and sit in the downtown parking stalls on Chestnut Street to hand out candy to kids as they drive by. If your business does not have a downtown location and you would like to pass out candy, you're welcome to set up in any of the parking stalls along Chestnut Street and pass out candy to the kids as they drive by. Everyone handing out and receiving candy is asked to wear a mask. Regular trick-or-treating hours for around the community are set from 4:30 until 6 p.m. on Saturday. Please keep your family and children in a group and do not mix or mingle with other children and their families. Maintain a 6-foot distance if you're waiting to approach a house. Cass County naturalist Laura Canning on Monday released the results of this past Saturday's biennial Lighted Halloween Campground Contest, which was held at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. Canning reports 137 people voted for their favorite camping site, and the first place winner was site number one, the Brock family. Second place went to site three, the Doherty family. A third place winner was site number four, the Sanbothy family. And the fourth place finisher was site number two by the Frisbee family. Canning said also the Cass County Conservation Board would like to thank their business sponsor, Capel's Ace Hardware, who donated the prizes for the Lighted Halloween Campground. The board would also like to thank everyone who signed up to decorate a site, and thank you for sharing your Halloween decor with everyone else. The Lighted Halloween campaign will be back in 2022. Harvest Market 2020 will be held on Monday, November 23rd from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. However, this year vendors and customers will have the option to sell and shop without ever entering the building. To slow the spread of COVID-19, Harvest Market is encouraging vendors to offer online pre-orders with drive-through pickup. While some vendors will offer online pre-orders and also set up a booth at the event, other vendors will not attend the event itself, only offering online pre-orders. Some vendors will continue to offer only in-person sales. Customers who shop online for Harvest Market will drive through pick up their orders from behind the community center during the hours of the event. Exact details about online pre-ordering and pickup are forthcoming. Vendors interested in participating in Harvest Market, whether in person, online, or both, can find details and register for the event at www.atlanticiowa.com or www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com or at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Harvest Market is held the Monday before Thanksgiving so that customers can pick up their local produce, baked goods, and meats to enjoy at their holiday meals. The market also offers holiday decor and gifts by local crafters and artisans. Because many people will not be gathering with loved ones this Thanksgiving to slow the spread of COVID-19, Harvest Market will feature gifts to share with those you love but you can't hug. This year, the market is taking additional precautions to keep vendors and shoppers safe and healthy. All in-person shoppers will be required to wear masks and asked to give distance and limit to one shopper per household. High-risk customers will be welcome from 1 until 3 p.m., and everyone will be welcome from 3 until 7 p.m. The number of shoppers allowed in the building at a time will be limited. Event details, including vendors and information on pre-orders, will be posted online at Produce in the Park website and the Park Facebook page. And Harvest Market is sponsored by the City of Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, and it's endorsed by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Henson reporting.